Army veteran Kate Weber had only been enlisted for a few months and was just 18 when she was raped by a superior officer. When she reported the assault, reactions from the military ranged from skepticism to contempt.
And I saw him on post for the next 9 months, and I gained weight, and I wanted to die, and nothing ever happened to him.
Now 39, Weber is an advocate for military sexual assault victims. She spoke before a joint legislative hearing in Sacramento aimed at understanding the scope of the military's sexual assault problem. California has some jurisdiction over the State Department of Veterans Affairs and the California Military Department, which operates the National Guard and the Air National Guard. General Sylvia Crockett says the National Guard takes assault cases seriously.
Our preference is to refer the cases to the civilian law enforcement because the penalties for sexual assault in civilian courts are much more stringent than the ones that we have in the military. When civilian prosecution is not an option and there is sufficient evidence of wrongdoing, we do prosecute.
Nationally, the Department of Defense estimates 26,000 service members were sexually assaulted in 2012. Katie Orr, Capital Public Radio News.